Real talk. Let's talk about it.
So, Calvin, can you give us a little understanding for those that may not understand what accountability is? What would you say accountability is?
If you do something and you make a mistake or you cause harm to someone in any kind of way, you have to realize what you did in that situation and see what you can do to change from that situation. So, I mean, accountability is like me, I can cut somebody out. Right. And I can say I'm sorry, but then I got to realize, too, what caused me to get to that point so that I don't get to that point again. Mm-hmm. So I think that's more important than the actual apologies is your change behavior. So you got to realize how you can change your behavior so you don't do the same mistake over and over again.
Thanks.
So yeah. That's the biggest thing.
It's probably.
Thanks. But I had a lot of broken relationships because of stuff like
that. Yeah.
I don't want to own up for my own actions. Yeah. I don't want you to see that. You were wrong, too, you know. Not just me, you were wrong too.
And part of it is pride too.
Yeah.
I think pride is a big thing, but you gotta put that aside sometimes for the bigger cause, so.
That's facts. That's the thing that we do with our kid too. We'll be like, okay, so she go to timeout for a little bit, and be like, all right, so what'd you learn? Like you were saying, which I'm like, I don't know why I have to apply that to the kids. But we'll ask, like, what did you learn from that? To make sure she actually know why she was in timeout.
Exactly.
And she'd be like, sometimes she'd make up something. I'd be like, all right, now let me help y'all. Because he had to do this and he wasn't listening. And then she'd be like, yeah, because I did it. And I was like, there you go. Good job. So what we not going to do next time? All right, that sounds good. Good to go. I'm glad to hear that. Sometimes she listens, sometimes she don't. It'd be iffy, but that's kids. You can learn a lot from your kids, though.
Oh, yeah.
For really learn a lot about yourself. Tell you this.
Let me ask y'all this too.
Yeah.
Like with you, what you were saying about how you was very introverted, mm-hmm. right? And you had these insecurities, like you had these things going on in your mind.
Right.
Like, do you somewhat feel like you gotta share a serve?
You have to share a serve?
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if you, for example, if you mentor, right?
Yeah.
I feel like to a certain degree, you do have to share to let them know why you mentoring. Like, okay. Like what led you to mentoring? You see what I'm saying?
So you gotta have vulnerability.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure.
Definitely need that. Because, for example, if I was somebody, there's people that I know, that would be, for example, that I'd be like, oh, I don't know what you're going through, so why would I go to you about this? And then I feel like you might judge me anyway, so why would I talk to you about this? So I feel like you have to make a safe space for the person that's trying to talk to you.
Absolutely.
But you also have to be open and be able to share as well, because it's like a give and take. You got to give me something. And I'll take this and be like, okay, I'll give you something back. But if it's just give, like I'm telling you this, but you always tell me what to do right or what I'm doing wrong, that's like, okay, but how do you know this? Like, even with my parents, I kind of had that, because it was like, what I say is right, but how would you know if it's right if you didn't do what I did? You feel me? So, like, cause I was always, like I said, at this school. So I got in trouble a lot. So, but I feel like my parents wasn't really like that, so I didn't know if they understood what it means to have ADHD or what it means to be hyperactive. Like, you can't say that I'm doing this while I'm making bad grades, but I'm actually trying. I just don't understand it, and that's where the problem comes in. So I think it gotta be like a level of honesty on both sides, for sure.
For sure.
Sure. That's a good question, though.
What about you?
I mean, to an extent, yeah. I mean, that's something I'm working on too, because I do hold a lot of stuff in, and I don't overshare or share a lot in general.
Right.
Like you said, because I don't know people's intentions, so I'm always like, you know, they gonna judge me or they gonna take this and run with it and tell somebody else. So That's something as I get older, I'm still working on learning that, like you said, finding a safe space. You know, my wife is one, but outside of that too, because you have to have people outside of, you know, your family as well, but that you feel open to sharing things with no judgment.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
I agree with that statement.
So I'm a work in progress on that, day by day.
Hey, it starts with being aware.
Yeah, that's true.
Aware you are, right? So
yeah.
That's all it is from there. You gotta just make progress after that. But once you know it, you kind of, it's up to you whether you turn a blind eye and act like it wasn't there in the first place, or you just be like, all right, it's there. I'm gonna actually work on that and actually make something happen out of it, make it better. You know?
can change, yep.
Yeah. I think that whole mindset really comes from, like, wanting to help people. Because when you help people, you have to have a level of vulnerability, like you said, and transparency. You know what I'm saying? You got to be honest. You got to be transparent about where in my life did I go wrong. Like, but looking at just me, though, not pointing finger at nobody else. I'm looking at me, like, what are some things I could have done better? So, like, you know, like I said, because I was like that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I was super introverted. Yeah. Like I said, I used to always go last to share my presentations and stuff like that. But I realized, like, I had to look inside of myself. Where did that come from? You know what I'm saying? Like, my parents are introverted. My mom is a taco. My dad is very introverted. Like, he would prefer, like, not to really share or talk.
Right.
He's like a person that would sit up in the nose, but he'd sit on the floor.
Just to, so they had to...
You feel me?
Yeah,
and I realized I was being like that. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to necessarily be like that. It's just not my purpose, because I feel like I got something to give up to share with the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I definitely can't be like that if I want to be able to go to the next level in my life.
And that could be because of something they had to deal with. And
yeah,
that's true.
Like, that's how I feel with my dad and mom. Like, my mom's a talker. I mean, she talks.
Yeah, talks.
Talks. Talks. Boy, talks. Talks. Boy, I mean, talks. But my dad, he just talks. He's just quiet. He's a quiet person, man. A few words, as I say, man, a few words. But I talked to him one day, we went to dinner, and I was like, Dad, why you don't talk a lot? Like, you a man of few words, you know? He was like, you think I am? You should have met your granddad.
I feel like it has to be a fine balance, though. Because I don't necessarily see, like, a big issue with being a little introverted. Because you do have to listen to other people. So that's how I feel like I'm a good listener.
Right.
But I feel like sometimes when someone is bringing you their problems, I don't want to put too much out there. Like, I'm listening to you, so I don't want to pour more of my problems onto you.
Right.
So I'm taking all your information in and I'm giving it back to you, but I don't want to put my burdens on you, especially if I'm okay with my burdens. I don't know. And that could be, there could be something that I'm doing wrong too. Maybe it should be an exchange between both of us. So, but I don't know.
Question about that.
Yeah.
So, the other thing, I don't know if y'all heard, like, the golden retriever. You ever heard of that? Not a dog, but it's a, it's like, I don't know how to say it.
Like a person, like a trait.
A personality or something, like a trait. So, a golden retriever basically, like, they'll give and give and give, but they don't want to take. So, they'll be, like, nice
people
to everybody. It'd be like that, but they gotta be careful, though, because you gotta make sure somebody's caring for you as well. So, you gotta sometimes say what you need to say, and so that way they can hear you. Because you hold all that in, eventually it's gone.
And you know what the thing that's so beautiful is?
Yeah.
I just feel like life is about evolution.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to people please too,
right?
But I realized the things that came with that. And I realized the hurt and pain that I caused and brought on myself. Mm-hmm. And I realized I'm looking forward. I'm like, well, dang, I don't want this same hurt, this same trauma, this same pain. And I want to allow this to time travel with me as I grow.
Yeah.
Because, see, you can grow in another way, but not grow in the ways that you need to grow. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, for example, I can grow with having conversation, but maybe I might not be able to grow being transparent. I might not be honest about what I went through.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, dang, I don't want to be that way because, I mean, honestly, bro, I used to always be a people pleaser in school. Like, I used to basically try to fit in and please other people and try to look cool while doing it. And it's like, bro, if you want to stand out, if you want to be different, you can't be that way.
No.
Like, you got to be okay with being on an island by yourself.
Thanks.
Like, you gotta be okay with feeling weird. You can't sit up here and people please and you wanna stand out at the same time.
That don't work.
It don't work. You know what I'm saying? So
hold on water. It don't mix.
And to go a little bit deeper than that.
Yeah.
Cause I had a conversation with my mom.
Yeah.
My mom used to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that she used to do that with my grandmother because she didn't want to basically, you know, bump heads because that's her mom.
Thanks.
You understand? But I'm like, well, she told me, she said, well, Jay, I'm amazed that, like, you speak your mind and you tell how it is. Like, no disrespect or nothing like that, but you just speak your mind. She said, I wish I had that same capability, too. And I'm like, well, you do. You just gotta be okay with sometimes taking a higher road. Like, people may not always agree with you. People may not always like what you say, but it's about saying your piece. Because I mean, at the end of the day, you're an adult.
Thanks.
So it's like only it's only what so much a person can do. They either gonna be accept what you do or be upset with you. But it's like your life still gotta go on. You see what I'm saying? So
that's factual. Yeah. Like that. So speaking on that and what you discussed earlier, with people that may have trouble looking back into their past to find the root causes of things, how do you feel like they can make that a little bit smoother ride? Because I know a lot of things, people go through some hard stuff, and it can be kind of scary to look back at your past, like actually analyze it and be like, okay, this is what happened. This is why it happened. Because sometimes people think because why it happened is they fall in the first place, which is usually not the case.
And you're in the blame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, how would you handle that in that situation?
I feel like that question, that's situational.
Yeah.
Because some people go through, like, molestation, rape, stuff like that. So, like, those situations is like very, very intense. So I feel like in those situations, you can't look at it and look at like where you was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because that's victim blame.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't ask for that. That's something that happened to you. But I would say you could look back at and try to find something positive within that, because like it's about thinking bigger than yourself, because you got to realize somebody, another man, another woman gonna come up and they gonna go through the same thing too.
Yeah.
They gonna get molested, they gonna get raped as well. So it's like, how can I be a better person so I can serve someone else? Like, you ain't gotta do this full time or anything like that, but it's like, maybe I can share a piece of advice with you to help you overcome what you're going through.
Thanks. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's a little broad. Like, you can give me something a little bit more specific.
Let's see. Well, I feel like something with that, like you said, I feel like counseling.
For sure, that.
And stuff like that. Cause that's hard to go through alone. Yeah. That can get you depressed right there.
Yeah.
You can think about that. So having the right area, safe space to actually vent that stuff and actually have somebody talk to you, like, hey, this is not your fault. This is what happened. And this is what you can do about it now. Sometimes you can't come to that conclusion on your own. So sometimes you need somebody else to help you with that.
I was just about to ask, do you feel like some people can come to that by themselves though? Because I was speaking with someone about it, and they just like, they have moved on from it, but they never seek counseling, they never spoke with anyone else about it. But I'm like, have you truly dealt with it then?
Right.
Or is it just like a mental block and then you just moving on with life? But in the back of your mind, it's still there, like, you're still dealing with it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, can you get over it truly by yourself?
I mean, with God, you can do anything.
True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Depending on the situation, like you said, I feel like it's kind of like I'm blocking it off.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, with certain stuff, and if it's to that extent where it's like, man, like, you got really messed up. Not you, like, not the person, but, like, what happened to you was really messed up.
The situation, yeah.
Yeah, the situation. I feel like you kind of need to talk to somebody about it. Because it's not, I feel like it's kind of hard to really coming down on your own. I mean, I don't know.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. I feel like it. I mean, it's that's the situation that's where it's yin and yang.
Yeah.
Because some people is mentally tough because they had to be. Yeah. Some people would rather seek counseling and stuff like that, which I feel like that is somewhat more so the healthy way.
Yeah.
Because, like, you are getting it out. You are spilling out your pain instead of holding it in.
Right.
So, I don't know. I just feel like that's really dependent upon a person. But I would say to anyone, seek counseling.
Yeah.
For sure. Because you don't want to carry that on to your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People that you love. Yeah, you don't want to allow that to interfere with anything that you got going on in your life. Yeah.
So speaking on that, I'm glad you said that. So I feel like, speaking on what you just said too, to answer that move on question, I feel like it depends on what your life is looking like. Because some of the things you may be doing may be a side effect of you holding that stuff in, or you move you try to move on. Like, do you drink a lot? Do you smoke a lot?
Yeah.
Do you make bad decisions and you're not wondering, you're not understanding why I'm making these decisions? So I would say for anybody that may be dealing with it, do a kind of self-check on yourself. Like, what areas in my life do I feel like I should be doing better in? And what reasons, what would be the reasons that you feel like you may not be doing better in that situation, I would say. Because a lot of side effects come from, like, traumatized, being traumatized and whatnot. Alcohol, even having sex with a whole bunch of people, just saying.
Yep.
That's another thing that can be a side effect.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, drugs, all that stuff, man. It's,
yeah. So really the question is, are you dealing with whatever happened to you, or are you coping with it? That's the main question. Because as humans, we develop different coping mechanisms with different things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, for example, I realize this. When I go out around a lot of people, I pick up my phone.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I used to pick up my phone a lot, so I don't have to interact or deal with anybody.
Yeah.
That's a coping mechanism. Instead of just getting out and just saying, hey, man, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Like, I'm introducing yourself, like, developing a connection. You just never know where that can come from, where that can go.
Yeah.
So, and I learned that, too, with networking.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you go to, like, networking events, when you really don't know anybody, that's an uncomfortable feeling, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, so you walk in the room and be like, damn, I don't know nobody here.
Yeah.
No familiar faces.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And you'll pick up your phone quick.
Hey, I just get a text.
Yeah.
What's wrong with social media? I'll tell you.
And it's really, like, you really causing yourself to be at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, what is the point of you going there wasting gas?
Thanks.
Going to a whole event if you're not going to make the best out of it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to get out of your comfort zone. Yeah. So, it's just about having that personal awareness.
Yeah.
You know, and looking at yourself and saying, well, I do need to overcome this. This may not be fully hindering me right now, but this could potentially hinder me down the road.
Facts. And like I said earlier, a lot of pains you may not realize will affect you until it actually blows up in your face. And you be like, dang, where did this come from? It happens. Trust me, I know. So just be mindful of that, man. Try to stop it before it gets to that point where you're like, dang, yeah, I need some help.
I would say this too. Okay, for like, just like relationships or like people that you love, right?
Yeah.
I would say, what are some healthy coping mechanisms, and then what's some that you develop, or what's some negative coping mechanism that you develop or might have acquired along the way? Like when you have disagreements, arguments, stuff like that.
So when you say we're not dealing with whatever may have happened in the past, okay. So negative and positive. Okay. Let's see. It's a good question.
I know negative for me is just shutting down. I shut completely down.
I'll fight that too.
I don't communicate. I didn't. I'm doing better now.
Yeah.
But not communicating, shutting down, just not talking for days, but it gets you nowhere. I mean, a positive coping mechanism is like, okay, we deal with it in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about what I did wrong, talk about what you did wrong, and we can discuss it, agree to disagree if we don't, you know, and then move forward with it. But don't let it linger on for a long time.
That's how I am. That's big time.
Yeah, like they say, don't go to sleep angry.
Yeah.
It's a good idea because you're going to have some weird dreams probably. But and why you look at you when you wake up like, you stuck in there? Because I did try to walk up the building. Like, I don't know, you slept good because I didn't sleep good. And I'd be feeling bad. I'd be like, you know, that's not right. Because I'm a light sleeper too. I'd be falling asleep real quick. So, yeah, you got to be mindful. So a negative, like Calvin said, definitely shutting down for sure. That was for me, definitely. Also, not listening or, ooh, a negative right there. Feeling like
they're attacking you.
Yeah, they're attacking. Like you're being attacked. And you're not feeling love because you feel like whatever they're saying is actually true. It might be true, but you don't want to hear from them.
And you
don't want to hear from them.
Like, and you be quick to be snapped back. I'm on you. You feel me? But yeah, that's definitely a negative. Just feeling like attack. Not feeling like a team. Making dumb decisions for sure. Let's see. Another negative would be not willing to, like I was saying, just talk about the problem at a time.
So pride.
Yeah, definitely pride.
I would also say too, not having the right perspective and the mindset. Because, you know, I'm gonna be real, like be real. So like you know, like when your girl's a little moody,
yeah.
A lot of times we don't realize she may be around her time.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we come off the wrong way, because I know I've been like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, why are you so moody? Like, what's wrong with you? But I didn't realize what her body is going through.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So I feel like as a man, you should be more more aware of like what's happening in that moment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That can help out in a lot of different ways.
That's true.
Definitely don't say, definitely don't say it must be that time of the month.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
I was going to say, I learned that, so we have two kids. My wife's first pregnancy, she had postpartum depression real bad.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about it. So I'm like, I didn't understand why she was acting the way she was acting.
Yeah.
So that led to a lot of arguments, a lot of disagreements. But that's definitely with our second son, I learned to, you know, be more cautious of those things, make sure I was attending to her more, being more careful with her, because she's going through something that she can't control.
Yeah.
Like her body just has all these hormones rolling through. So I had to learn and grow from that, just, you know, think outside of just how I feel, think about what she's going through as well. So
question about that. So what do you feel like as a man, any man out there, what do you feel like they can do to help if their woman is going through postpartum depression? Like, what are some things that you feel like would be helpful?
And honestly, I think just, I know helping out with a baby for sure a lot, definitely. I mean, it's not really much that I could do to change like what she was going through, just being more helpful, I think. That's the only thing I could do. Mm-hmm. Just making sure that, you know, I was, you know, helping out around the house, helping with the baby. If she needed anything, that I was there for her. If she wanted to talk, that I was there for her.
Yeah.
Didn't take things too personal if she did have an attitude or anything, but just let her body kind of resume back to normal.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can take a while, but you just gotta deal with time as it goes.
Yeah.
And what is that a sign of?
Which part?
Like what he's saying, that's a sign of personal development.
True. Yeah.
So realize personal development can help you out in every phase of your life. Mm-hmm. Literally, everything.
Yeah.
Relationships with yourself, the way you interact with people, the way you look at things, perspective, mindset, all that. Yeah. Personal development.
Yeah. That probably made you even more caring and all.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's good. Man, that's good. Great conversation. I knew it was going to happen.
I told you. It just flowed like that.
All right, so let me... everybody to wrap up soon. So questions. So from our viewers, we got what's on your mind. So we're just gonna ask some questions from the viewers and just get y'all perspective on it. All right, let's see. So first question: what is the main thing that contributed to your growth as a person? What is the main thing that contributed to your growth as a person?
Self-reflection for one, and definitely God.
Yeah.
I had to look within and see what I was doing wrong. And it took a while. Just a lot of times, just in my thoughts, in my head, you know, I listen to music a lot when I, you know, in my mind frame or whatever. But just sitting back and thinking about what I actually did to cause the harm or issues that I did, and they helped me grow a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I would say, like, the same thing that he said, self-reflection a lot. And because when you self-reflect, you can diagnose what you went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you be more personal aware. Then that's when you can go to God and pray to God, but also do the work too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the main thing, because like I can be aware of what I've been doing wrong, but also if I'm not going to him and asking him for guidance, then I realize that I'm doing a disservice to myself and the people that surround me. So it's like the next level of that is like really working on myself, like developing myself, so therefore I don't run into the same problems later down the road.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. That's our next question. What's a significant challenge you faced and how did you overcome it?
Okay, so with me, I was a basketball player, right? And I got in a really traumatic wreck, June 27, 2020, where my best friend was killed on impact. We got hit by a DUI driver, and almost lost my life. I had 28 surgeries, and you know, 9 doctors giving up on me. The hardest thing for me was rebuilding myself. Like, I had to rebuild my mind, had to rebuild my ways, my habits, my thoughts, my beliefs, all that. Because literally I lost everything. And, you know, with that, honestly, I just feel like that whole experience in my life was a testament to how much God loves me. Because if you look at the circumstances that my life was saved up under, like, really, it's not really heard of that someone come back from 9 doctors giving up on them. Like, saying that your injuries outweigh my life, like your lifespan. And having to have 28 surgeries. I could have been paralyzed twice. Got metal in my head, metal in my pelvic. So it's like, when you think about, like, the goodness of God and the grace that He gave me, it's like, now He's instilled within me the confidence to want to serve. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what insecurities I had, regardless of how I felt, He instilled within me the confidence to want to be a better me for my second chance at life. So, I mean, I just look at it like, yeah, that was my toughest challenge by far. Yeah. For sure.
I'm glad you said it.
You had a great birthday.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I said my challenge is not as, you know, severe as it is, but I think just unlearning unhealthy habits, and that's something I still deal with too, just day by day.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, self-reflection, realizing that it is an unhealthy habit, and then learning how to change it, learning what can I do differently to not do it again or whatever. So
yeah.
I feel like that's my biggest challenge.
That's powerful.
Yeah, that's not an easy thing to do.
Not at all.
At all. So what does success mean to you? What does success mean to you?
Success, I mean, what it means and what it looks like. It means being the best version of yourself, but also it looks like fulfillment. Because most times, a lot of people seek success, but success is a temporary emotion. Because you're going to be chasing something else soon.
Yeah.
So fulfillment, that means you're gratified. And that you whole and you're happy with whatever you achieve. So it's like, The next level of success is fulfillment. So I'm like, well, that's really what success is like to me, like being fulfilled with what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like that. I was pretty much kind of piggyback off that. Success is when you can wake up every day and just be happy.
That's it.
You know, there's no like, oh man, I gotta get up and do this again, or. So I feel like that's the biggest thing with success for me. It's not a monetary thing. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter what car you drive, what house you live in. It's as long as my family's happy, you know, my friends and everybody's good, I can wake up and be happy every day, and that's all I care about, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's good right there. So how would y'all say y'all are doing on this road to success from what you just stated as your definition of it? Would you say you're making progress? Would you say you're there? Would you say you're not there? Would you getting there? Where would you say you're at?
I'm making progress because number one thing of me is like I hate complacency.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be complacent. Like I don't want to be stagnant. Like I wanna be and pull out and extract the best version of I can from myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like with most people is that they get satisfied, they get complacent. Now, if you want to be satisfied, that's fine.
Right.
But I just feel like God didn't save my life for me to be average, man.
Yeah.
Like, God didn't save my life for me to be mediocre.
Yeah.
So, like, to be honest with you, I mean, sometimes people look at me crazy when I say things like that. But I'm like, for real, like, do you understand that Jesus died on the cross? He laid down his life. Mm-hmm. He sacrificed his life for us. So it's like, how dare you sit up here and live in mediocrity? How dare you sit up here and be average? Like, no, be the best version of yourself. That's why you were created. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like with me, that's why I'm always doing whatever I can to take myself to the next level, elevate myself, put myself in those rooms and stuff, like with people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I want to be the best version of me. And, you know, I feel like when you be the best version of you, you get the best experience out of life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So...
I agree with that. That's good.
I grew into it. I feel like it's definitely a work in progress.
Yeah.
I can say maybe since I was in like 7th or 8th grade, I've always been a goal seeker.
Yeah.
Like I had a mind and I stuck to it. But then I would say maybe, okay, you know, I graduated college, I did all this in the third, I'm in my job, and I feel like I hit a rut. So I'm like, oh, what can I do next to, you know, succeed? You know, I'm sitting here looking, I'm constantly looking, and that can, it can lead to depression as well. Because I felt like I was being stagnant. But I had to realize that, like you said, success is just not about like your career and things like that. I had to look at my family. I had to look at my so I am progressing. Like things are getting better. It's not just monetary or what you got in the bank or, you know, what position you hold at your job. So I had to learn that, you know, I'm successful in other aspects of my life, not just career-wise.
Right.
So that,
That's good right there. You know, with me, I feel like I definitely had moments where I feel like either I'm not enough or I'm not doing enough.
Right.
And that can really mess with a lot that you have going on too, especially in family-wise. You feel like, or actually I always say, you feel like every time you got to do something else, you do this and then you got to do this and you got to do this. And I feel like it's the mindset, like just trying to do everything at once. That's why I like trying to slow down, not be more complacent, be gratified or feel like I'm where I need to be at and I'm here and I'm to be happy with what I have right now.
For sure.
Whatever comes with it, you got to give it to me when it's time.
Yeah.
So I had to learn that for myself for sure. Still learning that. All right, so our last question. What's the best advice that you have ever received and how are you applying it to your life? What's the best advice that you've ever received and how are you applying that to your life?
Okay, I remember my grandma telling me a couple years ago, she was like, Jay, you've been living life on your terms. Mm. And I started to assess, like, dang, what does that really mean? Because I didn't know. And when I really thought about it, I'm like, you know what? I have. Because, like, I sought out basketball. That wasn't what God had for me. Like, I wanted to be the best version of myself at that. But it's like, I never really went to God and said to myself, like, okay, God, what do you want for me to do? Mm-hmm. Like, I never did. I never fully surrendered. So it's like, the best piece of advice I got from that is don't live life on your time. Living on God's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because most people, they always seeking the next level, but they don't consult God on what the next level is.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you may be thinking your next level is something else pertaining to your job, but God might take you away from that job and bless you with something else.
Thanks.
See what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure now you would have never thought you would be mentoring.
Nope.
You would have never thought you would be serving people now. Like, you never would have thought things like that. So, like, I never would have thought in a million years, I'll be doing what I'm doing. But I never would have thought that. So I'm like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you seek God about what you do, where He wants you to be, where you want to go for your life, I feel like your life goes to a whole nother level.
A whole nother level.
So that's some of the piece of advice I got. Anyone out there that's living your life on your terms, stop. Live it on God's terms or whatever you believe in, but just consult a higher power about what you're doing before you actually partake in it.
That's good.
I'm trying to think. What sticks out to me right now in the moment is just, it is simple. It's just, can I slow down and live in the moment? Because I'm always thinking about tomorrow. What can I do, you know, what can I do different? Like, no, man, you got to live in today because tomorrow is not promised, you know. And after losing my grandma a few years ago, I kind of came to that realization. I was like, because before then, I never lost anyone really close to me.
Yeah.
Dang, man, I really do need to live in the moment. I really do need to, you know, call my people more often, you know, take pictures with them, you know. When you're on vacation, enjoy the vacation. It ain't all about posting on social media or, you know, doing all of this. So that's my thing, just being more in the moment as the days go.
Yeah.
Because you never know what tomorrow holds.
That's factual.
That's big.
That
is really big. Because, I mean, to piggyback off that, I remember, like, before my wreck, I used to be this type of dude. When I go to a restaurant, I used to always take pictures, put it on Snapchat, Facebook.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that would just be me. And I was like, really, what are you doing that for?
Seriously?
Don't think I don't care what you're doing. Yeah, so, I mean, but I realized I wanted gratification. I wanted that from other people.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? I wanted that acceptance. Like, oh, Jay, you going such and such. Right. You doing it big. Knowing in my mind, you're not really doing anything. You living life on a budget right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro. So it's like, what you said, that's really powerful, more you know, because a lot of people do not live in the moment. I didn't live in the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even sometimes now, like, well, I live in the moment now. But it's like me being present in the moment that allows you to live in the moment.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, really realizing, like, what's happening right now. Like, okay, I'm at a cookout, for example. I'm at a cookout with my grandma and, like, and just soaking this time in, because I'm not realizing that one day they're going to be gone. I'm going to be looking, like, reflecting, like, hey, man, I miss my grandma. I miss my mom. Yeah. You know, like, so just allowing yourself to live in the moment, be present, just soaking it all in, that's so impactful, man.
Thanks. Okay. Grandma's to help you see, like, maybe come with some wisdom. She always be saying, you don't need to go look at the trouble. The trouble will find you. I was like, girl, what you talking about? I know I'll be out there wilding, but
yeah.
Like, look, the enemy gonna try to get you everywhere you can go. He already trying to bring trouble in your life. So don't help him find it for you. Cause you just go through life and enjoy what God had given you. Because the enemy will throw his wrenches at you, try to get you years stuck and all that.
You just gave me another question, man.
What you got? What you got? What you got for?
But okay, because I had this conversation with my grandma last year sometime.
Yeah.
And I said, Grandma, you ever thought about the enemy within them? Because I feel like a lot of people don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, they talk about enemy outside of you.
Yeah.
But what about the enemy within you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's that initial thought, like, okay, I want to go do this.
Right.
I want to go hang out with these kind of people, go club and do all this kind of stuff. Well, you know it's not right. You know you want to raise that way, but you want to do it anyway. So the question is, what's leading you to want to do those things? That's the enemy right there.
Right.
And I feel like once you overcome those things, that desire you want to go to those places and do and partake in those events and stuff like that, that'll go away.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm learning healthy things.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Y'all was in for a good one. I hope y'all stayed and watched the whole thing. If not, I feel for you. Hopefully you can come back and watch the rest. But with that being said, I want to say I appreciate y'all taking the time out to come. It meant a lot to me.
I appreciate you.
I enjoyed the conversation. Of course, I enjoyed the conversation as usual. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Okay, so the question for the podcast. Can't leave without the question for the podcast. Are you up for the challenge? Again, are you up for the challenge? So the action step to that would be, just like what these guys said, learning how to self-reflect. Learn what areas that you can do better in, and learn how to unlearn unhealthy things. So if you're up for the challenge, go ahead and challenge yourself and see what comes from it. Promise you won't regret it. With that being said, thanks for joining. Hope y'all can join us next time on the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. Pray y'all have a blessed week. And don't forget, don't make excuses. Work through it. With that being said, aim y'all.
Real talk. Real talk.
On the Real Authentic Growth. Hope y'all can join me next time on the Real Authentic Growth Podcast.
Sorry,
okay, yo, I got y'all this time. Okay, hope y'all. Okay, I don't got you this time. I got you next time. All right.